The hearing was at 2 o'clock today. Paul Douglas Peters came in. He was in a black and white striped Oldham County jail jumpsuit. He sat there for about 10 minutes. I actually sat next to his wife, and you could see them kind of communicating with their hands. He smiled and winked at her a couple times, sat and talked with his attorney for about 10 minutes before Judge Dave Whalen entered the courtroom. At that point, Whalen went over the extradition waiving process. He read Peters his rights as well as what he was giving up.
So what, in layman's terms, is he giving up?
He's giving up a few things. He's giving up, first off, the treaty between the U.S. and Australia says that if he is extradited, they could only bring charges against him on the complaint that was filed. So that's one thing that he's giving up. Another thing is that he can now be moved to another country. Before, he was protected by just being subject to staying in Australia once he was extradited back to Australia, but now he can be moved around. And that only comes into play if some other charges come against him in another country. It seemed like he felt much more comfortable in today's hearing than his first time about a month ago when he came in. You know, I think the winks and the smiles to his wife were kind of just to reassure that he's doing okay, and he just looked a lot more relaxed. It's hard to say why he waived the process for extradition. His attorney, Thomas Clay, who was actually a new attorney, he got him last week, said that he really just wants to get back to Australia to deal with the charges in Australia. That's all that he would give the media. He didn't give him anything else. But he also didn't bring up the reason why he decided to change attorneys.
How long do you think it'll be before he's back in Australia?
It's really going to be between the Australian authorities and the U.S. Marshals to get together and figure that out. He's free to go pretty much as soon as they can come pick him up. The attorney, Clay, said that that's probably going to happen within a week, but he couldn't give a definite answer. His attorney was saying, you know, it's no picnic, no rose garden out there, but he wouldn't say, you know, the judge, part of what the judge was saying was that, you know, you have to agree to the terms, which included acknowledging that the jail did not do anything improper or nobody gave you any kind of ultimatum or said, you know, a bribe, basically. So that was in the terms of waiving the extradition, was his acknowledgement that in no way was he either harmed or threatened or bribed to come to this decision.